Okay, let me just draw you back. We're going to listen to our third worldview. So let me just draw your attention back. We've got a very well-known speaker, Richard Dawkins. Unfortunately, he's not with us. But we do have him on the big screen. He's not live, so he's not just kind of holding that position. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Richard Dawkins speak about atheism.
Even Zeus. Getty monster. I'm an atheist with respect to the Judeo-Christian God because there is not a shred of evidence in favor of the Judeo-Christian God or indeed any other God.
It strikes me that the atheist message is particularly threatening to some Christians because they believe in some way you're trying to compromise their ability to have this stuff out there on the public stage. Is there any public role as far as you're concerned for religion?
I think people should be free to believe whatever they like, to write whatever they like, to say whatever they like within reason. But the problem is that religious people, I think especially in America and also in the Islamic world, are in the habit of getting it all their own way and are remarkably intolerant of atheists.
But why do you think they're so remarkably intolerant of atheists?
Well, I think there's a sort of historic misunderstanding of what atheism is. For some reason, people have been brought up to believe that atheists have two horns and a tail. I mean, there are figures that show that atheists are the most mistrusted group in America, which is pretty astonishing considering, as I say, the innocuousness of what they actually are. They're just people who hold a different belief system.
Certainly you have encountered people, though, who are intimidated by your message, and that in some way it puts perhaps their own faith in doubt?
Well, why would anybody be intimidated by mere words? I mean, neither I nor any other atheist that I know ever threatens violence. We never threaten to fly planes into skyscrapers. We never threaten suicide bombs. We're very gentle people. All we do is use words to talk about things like the cosmos, the origin of the universe, evolution, the origin of life. What's there to be frightened of in just an opinion?
Final question. How would you characterize the overarching public reaction to atheism?
Misunderstanding and really missing an awful lot of what's valuable, because if you're an atheist, you know, you believe this is the only life you're going to get. It's a precious life. It's a beautiful life. It's something that we should live to the full, to the end of our days. Whereas if you're religious and you believe that there's another life somehow, that means you don't live this life to the full because you think you're going to get another one. That's an awfully negative way to live a life.
We're going to do this slightly differently because we are running close to the hour. So before we go into discussions, I know some of you will have to go. So let me just wrap it up and then lead us into discussions. I think everyone who's spoken today would say it's important to find out what each religion teaches for itself rather than having some superficial view. I'm sure if you wanted to find out more about Islam, Muhammad would be able to tell you how you could do that. What you have the opportunity to do for the next 2 weeks is find out much more about what Christians believe themselves. There's a number of ways you can do that. Let me just highlight a couple. On the contact form, there is a list of all the different events happening over the next 2 weeks. Why not come along and find out a bit more about what Christians are claiming? Another great way of doing that is if you would like to pick up a gospel, then you can take one maybe from your table or at the back. I do this back in England. I meet up with people over a cup of coffee. If you're interested in, you know, working out what Jesus said from one of the reliable documents about him, see someone at the table at the back. They could hook you up with someone to meet you for coffee. And if you're an international student and you would like to know a bit more about this today, then you see these colored cards on your tables. Later today at 4 o'clock, I'm speaking on the question, the God who created us. Ina's already mentioned questions about the Trinity. I'm going to be dealing with that later on. So if you're an international student today, you'd like to go into this a bit deeper, come along to this. It'd be a great thing to do. If you've got to go, I understand. But if you want to discuss some of this stuff around your tables, that'd be great.